What's up, nighttime weirdo?
Hey, guys. I got away with bringing seeds back during the Cannabis Cup, which is held in Amsterdam once
seeds.
A year in November.
Now, that seems like it'd be a pretty easy thing to smuggle, right?
Yes, insofar as if you're not connected to the Cannabis Cup. The problem is when you're returning at the end of it, they see these guys coming, they're wearing their like pot T-shirts and dreadlocks and whatever, right. And they are looking. But what I did was I dressed as if I was a soccer fan, and I bought a Dutch national team jersey, and I looked all sporty, and I did nothing to be connected to that whole culture. Meanwhile, I had him in the three packs of seeds from Greenhouse Seeds. Thank you, Arjun. He gave them to me himself, and it was for this amazing strain that I had, and no one else had the strain. It won the Cannabis Cup Peacemaker that year, also called Great White Shark. It was fantastic. I kept in the top pocket of my, and I wore, you know, as I already told you, I wore sporty clothes, and I just wasn't talking to anyone, and I was just kind of, you know, bouncing around like I wasn't any part of that thing.
Yeah.
Also, I want to thank you for the Craig Sager interview earlier.
Yeah.
Man, I just got freaking, like, crazy news that I have this growth, and I was found highly suspicious for primary testicular neoplasm, which is tumors in my freaking right testicle, which my whole life I wanted big testicles, and finally it's growing starting in October. Unfortunately, it was only one. I was hoping for the other one to, like, pick up, but eventually it became a bad thing because it, like, tripled in size over a month. So I went in, and my guy, freaking, I'm reading this thing. It's a suspicious finding for primary testicular neoplasms. Neoplasms are, what are neoplasms, man? My mind's going blank. It's tumors. And so seminoma, when it says highly suspicious for primary testicular neoplasms, seminoma, that's testicular cancer that could kill you. So basically next Tuesday, they're going to be removing my right testicle. So
wait,
to be thankful for.
Only you're losing your right nut next week.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Is it testicular cancer?
They don't know until they remove it, but they cannot do a biopsy on the testicle because they can't get to it, and if they were to do a biopsy, it could spread it. So they're not going to tell me for sure, but this doctor is pretty knowledgeable. He's an older guy. He's been in this field for a while, this urologist from Morton Plant,
right.
And he said 100%, he showed me this really creepy Doppler, and he goes, that's the one that is, I'm like, okay, I see that. It was totally misshapen, round, huge, and it had these like spots all over it, and he goes, those are the tumors, and we don't know if those are malignant tumors or if they're benign. But the only way to, you know, to find out is to remove it. And it just sucks because what Craig Sager was saying was really, really inspiring to me anyway, in a very personal way now. But, you know, I wish that, like, more people could get access to cancer research. The papers, we only get, like, barely abstracts. If you want to get access to it, you have to have, online, you have to have a special type of, you know.
Seth?
You just have,
Nighttime Weirdo, how old are you?
I'm old, man. I don't even want to say how old I am.
I'm
sorry.
How old are you?
Yeah. Dude, 52.
Oh, right. Really? I mean, I read, because I had to get an ultrasound on my testicles a few years ago because they thought something was wrong with them, and testicular cancer is something between the age, like, I think they say, like, the peak is between
younger.
The age of, yeah, like 35 is like the oldest.
Oh,
I think.
Dude,
yeah,
man.
I found out that after the fact. It's so funny because, I mean, it's not really funny, but it was so, like, matter of fact. It wasn't like, hey man, I got really bad news, I gotta break it to you. It was just the way he said it. I was so confused. He goes, we're gonna have to remove your testicle, and I'm like, okay, for how long? And he goes, well, we're gonna be removing it, and I go, okay, and then what? And he goes, we're gonna be sending it to pathology, and then I'm like, okay, well, how long before pathology returns it to you so you can return it to me? It's just something, you know, it's just fresh. I wasn't expecting it. I was in a really good mood when I went in last Friday. And, you know, he wanted to schedule it for this week. But I said, hi, Mom, I wanted to schedule it for this week.
His mom's a dog.
But yeah, it's my dog too. Hey.
Oh.
But I said no. I got my last week at school. I really can't miss it. So there's a sense to me that none of this is even real.
You
I hear Craig Sager talking about it and discuss. You
SBK,
know,
he, I'm exhausted.
Me too.
Sorry guys.
You talk mighty fast for a weed, dude.
I haven't smoked in a while. I mean, that was when I lived in New York.
You should. Well, listen, if you wouldn't mind, next week maybe we could have a little eulogy and a funeral for your testicle.
We won't be here next week. You want to say goodbye now?
Yeah. Could you just hold your phone?
Let's say goodbye. Maybe we could have a little quick ceremony.
Yeah, hold the phone down a little, Nutty, and let me say a few words.
We might as well have a little fun. All right. Here's. I'll put it on speaker. Can I? I'll let you talk to it.
All right. Just make sure you put the phone down there.
There you go.
It's the right one, right?
Yeah.
That's the right one.
All right. Hey, big guy. Oh, hey, big guy. Just want to let you know we're thinking about you, and sorry that you're going to have to be leaving us.
You had a good 50-something years attached to your human's body, but there's a great world out there.
Yeah, and I just want to put the blame where it's due. This is your fault for getting so misshapen and swollen, and I know that your brother Lefty's going to miss you tremendously, and it's been cool getting to know you through these through the time here, and I really don't know what else to say to a testicle other than
bye.
It's gonna be really nut without you, and I know that I know Nighttime Weirdo has a lot of ball to get through this, and somebody call me.
I don't think so.
I understand I'll be having a friend joining me soon. I understand he gets upset very easily. That's right. He's a little testy. Anyone?
I didn't know body parts went your way. I just thought it was full humans.
You know that guy who left his heart in San Francisco?
No.
He made his way down here. We're making room for the nut of Nighttime Weirdo. The right one.
Is Alan Thicke with you yet, Ghost Toast?
He is. We've been watching some hockey. He's very happy with what happened with the Tampa Bay Lightning last night. And if Nighttime Weirdo would like, I can make sure that his right testicle ends up with a sweet spot at dessert tonight right next to Alan Thicke.
Good.
Nighttime Weirdo, you can get through this.
Great.
I believe in you.
Thank you. I'm so glad I'm recording this, you guys.
Me too.
Happy.
I look forward to becoming acquainted with your right testy.
Thank you very much. I'm going to have my right testicle.
I'll see you tonight at the otherworldly ghostly ball.
Wait, no, not tonight. That's on Tuesday. Tuesday.
Poor dude.
I went to one of mine is bigger than the other, which is,
it's common.
I think, very common. Yeah. It had been like that forever. And I went to the doctor a few years ago, and he looks at me for the physical. He goes, that might be testicular cancer. We're going to get you in for an ultrasound in a couple of weeks. So, of course, the couple of weeks, I think I'm dying.
Right.
Luckily, the ultrasound lady was nice, and she's telling me as she's doing it, I don't really see anything. But I know what he's talking. I know what he's talking about when you go through that, and you have to go get it checked out.
I had to have it done when I was about 30, 31. I thought I felt a growth, and they put the jelly on there and the little peanut butter, and then they put it down by your nut, and then they're moving it all around. They said, "Oh no, it's just a growth of tissue." I'm like, "Just a growth of tissue? There's something on my nut." They're like, "No, it's fine." So you think you've got testicular cancer?
Especially when the doctor goes, "Oh, that might be testicular cancer."
People are hashtagging RIP Nutty 2016. People are offering words of encouragement to the testicle, like, "Hang in there."
Who is that guy? Who gave him the name Nighttime Weirdo? Does he call the BDRS? What's
yeah,
his deal?
Yeah, he calls the BDRS, and they gave him that name.
Okay.
Yeah,
he always talks so fast.
Oh, man.
He does, yeah.
I kind of like it. I don't. Where did we start? Oh, he was smuggling seeds from Amsterdam.
Right.
Then we found out he was getting a testy amputated.
All because of Craig Sager.
Wow, yeah, he covered it all.
And I told him to keep his story short. Or his story short.
you're a little tongue-tied.
That's why he was talking fast. Should have blew some of that weed smoke on his balls.
Keep your story short, sir. Well, anyway, life goes on because his testicle would have wanted
you
that
don't way. Need one. Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, man.
He's fine.
Yeah, well,
he's a champion. Yeah. He got even better after
that's
he
right.
lost
you'll one. Bike faster than you ever had before.
This is a really weird question, but would you be off balance?
That's kind of disrespectful.
Yeah, no, it shifts over. It doesn't become your left nut, it's your middle nut.
They actually they put a nudicle in there.
They can put a nudicle.
Okay.
Which is a fake, it's like a ping pong ball.
Okay.
That's what they do with dogs.
It's not that big, though.
Mine are.
I didn't mean to be disrespectful. It was a legit question.
No. The scrot just shifts a little bit.
How do you know?
I'm making this up.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The scrot just shifts a little bit. Instead of having two compartments, you just got one. It just kind of hangs out like a uniball.
I thought you were going to ask another question.
Like what?
Like what?
Huh?
Like what?
About can he still function?
Oh.
He can still function, right?
Sure.
Why are you asking him? He has no knowledge about this. He had an ultrasound one time on his testes.
Well, that makes him an expert.
I'm a survivor.
Okay?
He's not Dr. Drew. He's just Drew.
Hey, I'm a survivor.
Nikki, even with one ball, you can still end up like that picture of Lulu Love.
Oh, man. That's some picture.
Lulu, right?
Yep.
Her, too.
That was a picture to see at the beginning of the show.
So, wait, you open up your Twitter and there she is?
I hope she got some paper towels. Because that's what she was asking for.
Okay, all right. She was asking for some paper towels.
That's a whole another world on Twitter.
A whole other world indeed, Seth.
What do you mean?
Good one. It's a whole other world out there.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
You're nut. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. We're going to come back. He walked out of the room. X Tampa Bay's new rock alternative, The Morning X with Drew and Seth.
We had another song to play, but we cannot keep Mike Shinoda waiting any longer.
I was just stressing out. I'm like, I can't play this other song. There's no way Shinoda sits through Rise Against. I'm sorry, Rise Against. You got to get the hell out of here. We got to get Mike Shinoda back on the line with us to talk about Linkin Park and stuff here with more with Mike Shinoda.
Hey, Mike, where does working with Jay-Z rank among your career highlights?
It's pretty high. It's pretty high. I'd say even higher than that was the Paul McCartney, the one with Jay and Paul McCartney at the Grammys. That was like stressful, but when it came out right, it was just really, I look at it, even to this day, I look at it and go, I can't even believe we did that without having a heart attack or something, you know, just so cool.
Did you have to call him Sir Paul McCartney?
We wanted to, but he puts out this whole sense of like this relaxed kind of thing. It's almost like he's like a Jedi mind trick. You know, he's like, you see him and he's like, oh, hey, how are you doing? And it's very like, very mellow. He was even like shaking hands and hanging out with the janitor at the venue. I mean, I'm telling you, that guy was like freaking out that Paul McCartney was paying attention to him.
Sure.
And Paul was just like, yeah, that's cool. There's so many things that I feel like we've done. We've done a lot of stuff that's been really just surreal, and it's a testament to the personalities in the band that the guys all like. We keep each other in check. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
And if you get a little too big-headed, a lot of the rest of the band will give you a hard time about it.
Right.
If it shows up a little bit, we'll start to like pick on each other. I think that helps.
Mike, before we let you go, my man, I'm going to put you on the spot. Yesterday they had over the weekend they had the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions. Beastie Boys are in, Chili Peppers are in. Are we looking at Linkin Park in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame first ballot?
I would love that. That would be an honor, and that would be amazing. I was in the studio with Rick that last week.
Yeah,
it was me and Brad. I don't know if we were all there. I think it was me and Brad. And we were asking about it. First of all, I was asking, is MCA okay?
Yeah, no, he wasn't there.
And he said, Rick said, yeah, he's probably not going to make it. But, he's doing okay, but he's not better. But, you know, he didn't really have anything to say. For me, those bands that just got inducted, I mean, that's part of my like musical identity. That's like what I grew up listening to, and that's one of the reasons why it's such an honor and a pleasure to work with a guy like Rick, because
right. You
know, those are his records. I mean, it's incredible what they've all done, and I'm really happy for them.
Absolutely, man. Well, we appreciate your time very much, man. We're playing the single already, Burn It Down. Can't wait for The Living Things to drop, and we're all going to get our hands on that, man. Thank you so much for being such a great guy, and congrats on your years of success, Mike.
Thank you, man, and thanks to the fans out there. Living Things is coming out on the 26th. Last thing I want to mention to the fans is we're going on tour, Honda Civic Tour, with Incubus in August. And all that information you can find, we're on Facebook.com/Linkin Park, Twitter, we're at Linkin Park. I'm on Twitter at M_Shinoda.
Well, you can expect a tweet from me. I don't expect you to retweet me to your billions of followers or anything, but I will tweet you within 5 minutes of this interview in hopes that you don't forget me.
Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Mike. Take care, man.
All right.
See ya. Oh, there's no way he's retweeting me.
No way. Go
by
ahead.
By the way, I checked all the dates for that. They don't have a date for Florida, so just so everybody knows.
They'll be here at some point. Whether it's this tour or another tour, they will be here.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to Carrie, who tweeted to say, will you ask him why their new tour doesn't include any Florida dates? I'm awkward enough without your help, ma'am. I don't need to jam him up like that.
I haven't seen our boss, Shark, in weeks, but I'm pretty sure he can give us the inside information on when Linkin Park is planning on coming here.
Are you certain that Shark is still our boss?
No, I really am not.
I thought so. Now, Now, Rick that he referred to, by the way, is Rick Rubin, famed producer of Beastie Boys, of the Chili Peppers.
I like how he did that Run DMC. Did he do a little Run DMC?
Yeah, absolutely, he did. And I like that Mike just said he called him Rick, assuming that everyone knows that he's Rick Rubin. Great guy. I love Shinoda. I really do. I hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was very insightful.